So this car market that we're in right now continues to surprise me, continues to humble me. So a lot of the things that I thought I was right about turns out that maybe I'm wrong. And this car market right now is a lot worse than I even could imagine it is for a lot of these dealers. We're going to get into that in just a little bit. We're also going to talk to you about what we've bought. I'm a used car dealer, and we've been able to buy some cars recently. Surprising that I was able to buy what I was able to buy and for the prices that we're able to get them for. I've got a list of what we bought over the last week, and I'm going to share that with you later on in this video. We want to thank LaserPraiser for sponsoring this live stream, and we'll talk more about that later. But what I want to talk about right now is a situation that's happening in the car market that I've never experienced before. And what is that? Well, we've come out of this major time for car dealers, supposedly. And while we're making this video, what generally happens in the car market is that I'm not able to buy cars right now, but we have been as of late. And I was anticipating that I wouldn't be able to do that. And I've come on a lot of these videos and told you what I predict to happen. And I'm using these, I'm getting these predictions from what I'm experiencing in my own car dealership. And I'm realizing that if I'm just using the bubble that I have, the things that I'm watching through my car dealership, what I'm seeing at car auctions myself, it's not really giving me the true picture, because I'm a car dealer and I sell cars that are $5,000 and under. And the things that are happening right now are not really the same that have happened over the last few years. So traditionally, what's going to happen is that, okay, we go through this strong time, this spring selling season, this tax refund season, and we hit it big. And just like every year prior, that's what we did here at my car dealership. We sold just about everything in a 10-day span. I think we sold 64 cars. So I would imagine that other car dealers were hitting it as hard as us. And the more that I'm going to these car auctions, the more that I'm talking to these other dealers, yeah, there are some that are hitting it just as hard as we are, but most dealers are not. And the more that I talk to a lot of these dealers and the more that I see what's actually happening in the car market, it's really opening my eyes to what is happening. So last week we went to an auction, and what we noticed was there was a lot fewer vehicles at the auction going through the auction. And what that really means and what that tells us about the car market is if there are fewer vehicles going to these auctions, then new car dealers, they aren't selling as many. Because the way that we get our cars are from new car dealer trade-ins, and fewer auction cars means fewer trade-ins, means fewer deals that are happening on these franchise dealers' lots. And that's really no secret to this market. We know that new car dealers are slower, but that's not the problem that I'm seeing with this market. And that's not the dealers really I'm talking about. We know that new car dealers are hurting. They're begging their manufacturers to give them incentives to add money, special interest rates. They need help moving cars. That's not a secret. We've been talking about that a lot. That's not in this built-in prediction of these used car prices that I've been really talking about. But what has been weird is that I've seen more dealers show up at the dealer auctions, but the prices have not spiked like we were thinking that they were going to. So you have fewer vehicles at the auctions because new car dealers aren't selling. You have more used car dealers there to buy cars, but the prices aren't going up. So you would think more demand, which we're seeing more used car dealers at the auction, less supply, fewer vehicles at the auction, that would cause prices to spike. Supply, demand, price goes up. It's not happening right now. And we went to an auction 2 days ago, and we were able to buy 5 cars. And the auction we went to yesterday, we were able to buy 9 cars. And we had pretty decent prices from what I can see on paper. And the cars seem to be good, better than what we typically buy, and for better prices than what we've seen in the last 6 months. And this just shouldn't be happening right now. So what does this mean? What does this mean for the car market? What does this mean for used car dealers that are experiencing the same market that I'm experiencing right now? Well, if we just went through this strong demand time frame, which I think tax selling season, I think it's over because the money's dried up. The squeeze that gets here, it leaves. And we've already seen that it slowed down at my lot. We're still selling cars, but it's not chaos like it had been a few weeks ago. And that's just typically what happens. Tax refund checks hit, people rush to our lot, we get hammered, and then it'll die off in a couple weeks. And that's what we're experiencing right now. So selling season, tax refunds is done. It's gone. So what we typically experience is right after that, dealers will rush to replenish their lot at these auctions, sending prices to the moon, which that's what I thought was going to happen. And it's not the case. So that means that these dealers that may be loaded up just like I did for tax selling season, they didn't sell their cars. And now they're being put in a spot where the wholesale prices look like they're falling down. So we're going to see the chart where we usually see a spike in wholesale values. There's not going to be a spike this year. So that means wholesale values are going to continue to go down on this downtrend like they have been over the last 6 months. But you had this buildup, this anticipation leading into this. So it should cause prices to basically get hammered, because if you're now having this pull forward in demand from a lot of these dealers expecting to sell a lot of these cars, and then that doesn't happen, they don't go through and sell a lot of these cars, what you have is you have a bunch of dealers that have full lots that are having their time tick up on their floor plan, their credit line that they're using. They're having to pay more interest on these cars as they sit longer, and they're not moving them. So why would they go? They can't replenish what doesn't need to be replenished. They already have cars on their lot, so they're not going to the auction to raise their hand to buy more vehicles. That's what I'm seeing right now at these dealer auctions that I'm going to, and that's why I'm able to go in and buy cars right now. And it's something that during this time period of the year, I've never been able to do. I've been doing this for 13 years, and after tax time, I've never been able to go in and buy cars and get good deals relative to the market. And that's what we're getting right now. And there's a lot of these prices that I'll be able to show you in just a little bit to show you really the prices that we're getting on these cars. And I'll show you exactly what we're going to sell them for too, barring any kind of work, maintenance, anything that we need to do to them to get them ready. But I'll be able to go through this. So dealers overall, they look for specific tools that they want to use to show values of the cars. So really what I wanted to do is thank our sponsor for today. So we were sponsored by Laser Appraiser. Laser Appraiser is a simple point and scan app available on your phone or Android. Laser Appraiser was designed to specifically for automotive dealers to quickly and easily determine the wholesale and even the retail value of any vehicle they are looking to purchase in order to resell at the dealership. Laser Appraiser comes with many helpful and unique features to make navigating a car auction as easy as possible. Laser Appraiser is the best VIN scanning software on the market and is very easy to use. Just activate the app and hold your phone over the barcode or VIN number for your vehicle that you want to appraise. Download Laser Appraiser today for a free 7-day trial. No credit card required. Use promo code CARQ&A and receive the exclusive retail market view for half off purchase. So we want to thank them for sponsoring today. It was very good to be hooked up with them, because they are a great tool for dealers to use to find the values of the vehicles that they're trying to bid on. I think we got some questions. My wife is here. Baby, you got some questions for me that we can answer?
Sure. Hi, everybody. Putting my question down early, is this happening nationwide or just in your state? Enjoy watching your videos.
So what we'll be able to find out in the coming weeks is we'll be able to see Cox Automotive puts out wholesale data all the time. And what we've seen from them come up, they've had a slight increase in the wholesale numbers, and they're nationwide. So they run Manheim. So that's the biggest auction company that's in the U.S. running a lot of these auctions. So they're going to have a lot of data. We'll take their day with a grain of salt, because you're seeing cars that are actually sold. So, you know, we know that there are a lot of no sales that are happening at the auction. We know there's a lot of if bids, a lot of dealers that are still being stubborn as far as what they're wanting to sell cars for. And when I say dealers, I mean the franchise dealers, the ones on the sell side, not used car dealers like me that are on the buy side. Because when you have these no sales go through, it's because generally the franchise dealers pay too much for the cars, or they want too much for the cars. So that's why the data can be skewed a little bit. The actual values of the cars are probably just a little bit higher than what the wholesale data will show, because the ones that are no sold, obviously they want more money for those. So you can look at that data, and we're going to be able to see it come out in the next couple weeks. And my anticipation before the last few weeks of looking at the car prices at the auction was that we were going to have the spike. And if you look back in the history of the data, every February, March, there's always a big spike up in the wholesale data. And I do think we're going to have this increase, because we have seen a little bit of an increase in the prices, but it's not to the same level that we have been seeing over the last few years. So that's something that we're going to keep in check and make sure we show that in a lot of these videos going forward. But we are seeing a little increase. But I do think it's nationwide that a lot of these dealers are having problems. A lot of these used car dealers are not able to restock a lot of their inventory. And the reason why I know that is because we're not seeing this massive spike in wholesale data. And we'll get a clearer picture of that in the next week, a few weeks, months. But that's what I really think. I'm changing what my prediction was as far as where wholesale prices are going. And I don't think it's going to be that massive spike this year. It's going to be about a level out, and then we're going to continue a trend down. All right, next question.
What large city are you close to looking for a rust-free car? Not from you.
Not for me. Charlotte. Charlotte is what I'm close to. And it's interesting you bring up rust cars. So there's actually people that travel from the north, from the northeast, from the Midwest to come down to the southeast to be able to buy rust-free cars. And the reason why I'm in the niche that I'm in is because I'm able to buy these higher mileage cars, older cars, and their frames look brand new. And getting back to cars, I said I was going to talk about the cars that I bought, and I did not do that. So yesterday we bought 9 cars. We spent $18,000-something on those, so roughly around $2,000 a car. But I'm just going to go through the list. I'm going to tell you what they are, what we paid for them, and then what we'll end up selling them for. But all of these cars that we bought, they all have the same fee, because they're all in the same range, right? Between like the $1,500 to $2,500 range. And the fees are $240. Actually, you know what? There's some that are $1,500, there's some at $2,400. So now that I'm looking at this, we might need to check fees on this to make sure they're right later
on. All right, I will.
Yeah. Okay. So we bought a 2002. I don't know if I said the fee. Fee was $240. But we bought a 2000 Subaru Forester with for $1,600, and that's going to be probably a $3,000 car for us as long as it's good. A 2003 Mazda MPV, that's a van, and we paid $1,300 for it. Probably $2,500 van for us. We bought a 2003 Subaru Legacy, paid $1,600 for it. Probably $3,000 for us. A 2004 BMW X5. We paid $1,500 for it, probably a $3,000 SUV for us. A 2007 Buick Rendezvous. Stop on that Buick Rendezvous. We paid $2,400 for it. Ugliest car ever. But I don't buy stuff that I like. Alex doesn't buy stuff that he likes. We buy stuff that we can sell, that our customers like. And we buy a lot of Buick Rendezvous because they sell, for whatever reason, they sell so good, and they are the ugliest cars on the planet. I don't know why anyone would buy them, but it's not up to me. It's up to our customers, and that's what they want, so we buy them. But a 2007 Jeep Liberty, we paid $1,500 for it. It'll be $2,500, $3,000. A 2007 Toyota Camry, we paid $2,500 for it, probably $4,000. 2008 Chevy HHR, we paid $1,800 for it, probably $3,000. And a 2011 Ford Escape, We paid $1,900 for it and probably sell it for like $3,500. Now, like I said, that's what we paid at the sale for those vehicles. We have that $240 auction fee that we pay on top of that. We'll have transport on some of them. We'll have cleanup that we do. We'll have inspection. We'll have minor repairs. So if most of the cars just need something very small to them, we put a little bit of money, those are the prices that we would sell them for. Now, obviously, if we have to put a bigger repair, price is going to go up from there. Actually, another one I'll point out that's funny. One that we bought Tuesday and not yesterday. It was a 1996 Ford Taurus, and it only had 51,000 miles. A 1996 Ford Taurus with only 51,000 miles. I know it's a Ford. It paid $1,600 for it. I know it's a Ford Taurus, but it's not a desirable car. It's probably why we were able to buy it so cheap with those miles. But that one might not. My wife might not agree with this, but that one might not make it to our sales floor. I call it sales floor, but it's a parking lot. We might not sell that car because I might have to add it to my personal collection. So that would bring my personal collection of cars up to one cars.
You got the Blazer. And
I got a Blazer. I do have a Blazer. Yeah, I have an old Blazer that I want to restore.
And I think that one Blazer's enough.
Yeah, two cars. So yeah, I probably won't keep the Ford Taurus. I might still keep the Ford Taurus.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, but but it's got 51,000 miles, and it looks like it's got 51,000 miles. So it was probably. Some old person had it that never, ever, ever drove that thing, and it just sat in a garage forever. So anyway, I'm vamping. I'm so excited about this Ford Taurus. If you cannot tell, let's answer a question because I'm getting off the rails here.
Yep. And on the inventory thing with the fees, I checked, all the fees are correct.
Interesting. So they have the same fee for a $1,500 car as they have for a $2,400 car. They should fix their fee structure.
All right. Sorry, I was distracted by the fees. Okay.
And the Ford Taurus, because you want to ride in that. You want to go on a date in that Ford Taurus. Don't tell me. Wait till I get my Ford Taurus wagon. That's what I want.
I'll wait for the wagon.
Yeah, it's got the third row seat that flips up in the back, so you're facing out the back of the car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Your thoughts on the Lexus RX 350 you bought?
I like it. I want something bigger, so I'll drive it until I find something else. I've been looking at some Sequoias. They're so expensive. So I'm wanting prices to come down from here and be able to buy something that I want to drive that's a little bit bigger. It's nice. It's a super nice car. It drives great. I just want something bigger. So there you go. Next question.
My wife has a 2017 Explorer with less than 37,000 miles on it. Never any problems. What do you think about it?
I don't like Explorers. I know that I don't know about motors, but I know they've had a lot of transmission issues. We haven't had anything that new. Obviously, when we're trying to look in our range, we've had like 2013, 2014s, I think. But the things that I've read about them, obviously, I've not been the biggest fanboy of Ford here lately because of all the quality issues. So I would rather you have a nice Toyota. If you've got a car right now and it's working and it's in perfect condition and you're saying that there's nothing wrong with it, just drive it until it blows up. Because right now you can't. I mean you. If you sell it, you might get a little bit more out of it than you probably should because the values are still so high. No, values, not the right word. The prices are still so high, but you're going to end up having to replace it with something that you're going to have to pay too much for on top of that. So I'm not sure if you're asking me if you should get rid of it. I don't like Fords, but if you have something that's working right now, then keep driving it. And it's more cost effective right now to spend money fixing things than it is to replace it with something new just because things are still, they're too expensive. All right. Next question.
When will the auto owned banks start offering 0% financing again for their overpriced rides?
I think that there are already some special financing deals out there for 0% interest. The problem is a lot of these 0% interest offers, I talked to a Nissan franchise manager, are for like 36 months. And he's like, well, who can pay off a car in 36 months, especially at these levels right now? And it's nobody. So we'll start seeing more of this come out as these dealers and these manufacturers continue to get pinched. You will see it. It will pop up again. But the offers that you're seeing right now are for short terms, and your monthly payment would be ridiculous. I don't want you to borrow money. I don't care if it's 0% interest. I don't want you to borrow money to buy a car. Buy something you can afford, pay cash for it. You don't want to finance a liability, something that's going down in value. But you'll start seeing them again. I don't know when. This is not where my expertise lies. But I can already tell you there are some out there. It's just the terms are short. So just wait for it. It's going to come. If you're going to be one that's going to borrow money on a vehicle, I'd rather you not do that. But I know that there's some people out there that's how you're going to buy a car. So just wait for it. You're going to have more incentives come through the system. You're going to have more rebates. You're going to have more dealers that are taking money off, and you're going to have more special interest rates for the terms that you want. It's coming. These dealers, these manufacturers, they're hurting right now, and they've got to incentivize people to buy cars, and that the interest rates are one way that they can do that, and it's coming. But I want to thank you for watching this video. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, like this video, and again, thank Laser Appraiser for sponsoring this live stream, and I hope you have a good day.